The arts are such an important part of our societies and our culture. And to be able to be helping to bring those back after such a devastating thing like COVID, we just feel honored to be a part of that.
Josh Walker is the Chief Operating Officer and co-founder of Nomi Health and says that as a company, they are respectful of the arts. So when COVID hit, they saw an opportunity to help the community.
We were just overjoyed to be able to help these organizations find a path that would allow them to bring the arts back in a way that we can all continue to enjoy the great creations that have come out of that.
Those that work in the theater industry were badly affected by the pandemic due to the halt in live performances. However, Walker says that these safety measures will create opportunities for these art organizations to open back up to the public.
We are nearing, I think, a time when the arts will be coming back in a way that we can all enjoy them. And the steps that we've taken with many of these organizations, including Tuacon, is to allow them to actually start to rehearse, get the team and the crews and the actors back together, the cast, so that they can practice, so that they can get some of these productions on stage for all of us to go enjoy again.
Plays at Tuacon and the Shakespeare Festival are just a few of the many arts performances that will be returning to Utah communities this summer after a pause for the pandemic last year. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Tessa Kim.